It used to be when marriages were either arranged or approved by parents and families, and young adults in their teens were married, what marriage basically was an economic transaction. That's why parents and families were involved, because if these two kids marry, will both families be better off, so to speak, than if they didn't? So that's why there was also fewer divorces, because a divorce would be a disruption in the economic relationship between the two families that marry through these two kids. So when marriage now has ceased to be an economically based engagement, it's now more about love, affection, meaning, purpose. It continues to be about procreation, but now it's more about the bond of the couple, the skills, quote, skills, close quote, you need to sustain a relationship today were not the same that were expected of you 100, 150 years ago or beyond. They're much more interpersonal, they're psychological, they're also much more spiritual, in the sense that if you're going to have a sacramental marriage, and you have to have a faith or spirituality that helps you sustain it, because your skills alone aren't going to do it.